AP News. I'm Ed Donahue. The White House is defending treatment of Haitians at the Mexico border. The Biden administration's special envoy to Haiti, Daniel Foote, resigned. Foote says the treatment of Haitians was inhumane, sending them back to a country dealing with a political crisis and a deadly earthquake. Press Secretary Jen Psaki says Foote never spoke up.
There are disagreements in these policy processes. The president welcomes that. The Secretary of State welcomes that. That's certainly a part of having discussions and having robust discussions about the best path forward for difficult circumstances.
Foote was appointed to the position only in July following the assassination of Haiti's president. Evacuations were ordered in a Northern California community near Redding as a new wildfire spread. The fire has grown to more than 1 square mile since it started yesterday afternoon and was just 5% contained. California Governor Gavin Newsom approved nearly $1 billion in new spending to prevent wildfires.
I'm optimistic about what this nation can do, what the world can do, certainly about what California can do. This simultaneous responsibility, not just crisis. Address the issues head on, more suppression, more wildfire prevention, more technology, more personnel.
It's a policy shift in California, a state that historically focuses more on putting out fires than stopping them before they start. Bill and Melinda Gates' private foundation announced it will spend more than $900 million to curb global malnutrition. It's one of several pledges private donors have announced this week as world leaders gather in New York for the UN General Assembly. Target will hire fewer seasonal workers this year, instead offering more hours and flexibility to the employees it does have. Experts say retailers are focused more on hiring people who stay rather than temporary seasonal workers. UPS this month said it will hire more than 100,000 people for the holiday rush. And for many, a job offer from UPS will come within 30 minutes of applying. This is AP News. One of the founders of the Taliban says harsh punishments will return in Afghanistan, including executions and amputations.
Mullah Nuruddin Turabi was justice minister and head of the religious police when the Taliban were last in power in the 1990s. At that time, convicted murderers were killed by a single gunshot to the head. Convicted thieves had a hand amputated, and those punishments were usually carried out before large crowds at a stadium or mosque, a practice that drew international condemnation. Turabi is now in charge of prisons, and he tells the Associated Press such punishments will return, though perhaps not in public. He says no one will tell the Taliban what its laws should be, and they will follow the Quran. I'm Ben Thomas.
The British government is trying to ease concerns of a fuel crisis after oil giants BP and ExxonMobil-owned Esso warned they had to ration supplies and close some but not many gas stations as a result of a truck driver shortage. I'm Ed Donahue, AP News.